A few weeks ago, India found itself at the center of an interesting offer. Actually, two big offers. Both the United States and Russia are ready to sell their most advanced stealth fighter jets to the Indian Air Force. Let's rewind a bit. Recently, when Prime Minister Modi visited the United States, US President Donald Trump made a tempting offer. America is ready to sell the F-35 Lightning II to India. This is one of the most advanced fighter jets in the world, known for its stealth, speed, and cutting-edge technology. But even before India could process this proposal, Russia made its move. During the India Today Conclave 2025, Russia's ambassador to India, Denis Alipov, came forward with a counter-offer. He announced that Russia is ready to sell India the Su-57E, their own fifth-generation stealth fighter, which, according to him, is the best combat aircraft flying today. But Russia didn't stop there. Unlike the United States, which is only offering to sell, Russia is also willing to set up a joint production facility in India. This means that if India chooses the Su-57E, it won't just be buying jets. It could actually manufacture them at home, creating jobs and boosting local defense production. The Russian ambassador also made a strong case, saying that the Su-57E had already proven itself at Aero India 2025, where it stole the show with its performance. He also emphasized that Russia is open to modifying the aircraft as per India's needs and is ready to share advanced technology. But here is the twist. Despite these big offers, neither the Indian government nor the Indian Air Force has made any official move towards buying either of these jets. Why? Because India has already been working on something even bigger, its own Advanced Medium Combat Aircraft, AMCA. Back in 2010, India and Russia had actually started working together on a fifth-generation fighter jet. But after years of disagreements over technology sharing, costs, and aircraft performance, India pulled out of the project in 2018. Instead of depending on others, India decided to develop its own stealth fighter, the AMCA. At Aero India 2025, DRDO proudly displayed a full-scale model of the aircraft, showing that India is serious about going fully indigenous. Let me also tell you, why is Russia offering more? What are Russia's strategic interests in this deal? Number 1. Russia has been India's biggest arms supplier for decades and wants to maintain this relationship. Point number 2. Russia's economy is under pressure due to US and European sanctions, and a large defense deal with India will definitely provide much needed revenue. Point number 3. Russia sees India as a key player in balancing Western influence and wants to deepen defense cooperation, which is similar to point number 1. Now point number 4. If India focuses fully on its indigenous stealth fighter, that is AMCA project, then Russia could lose a major market. Joint production ensures continued collaboration. Point number 5. Unlike the F-35, which has multiple buyers, the Su-57E has limited international demand, making India a crucial potential customer. Point number 6. A major US fighter jet purchase like the F-35 could bring India closer to the US-led military bloc, which Russia wants to prevent. And point number 7. Russia, China and India are key players in BRICS and the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. Deeper defense ties keep India aligned with Eurasian security interests. Now this puts India in a unique position. Should India invest in a foreign jet like the F-35 or Su-57E? Or should India put its all focus on developing the AMCA, even if it takes more time? For now, the government is silent and the Indian Air Force is evaluating its options. The Indian government's silence and the Indian Air Force's careful evaluation should not be mistaken for fear or indecisiveness. India is in a rare and unique position. Not many countries in the world receive simultaneous offers of advanced stealth jets from two major global powers. Some may believe that India is merely trying to avoid upsetting either the United States or Russia, but the reality is far more significant. This situation is a testament of India's growing geopolitical influence. The fact that both Washington and Moscow are willing to offer their most advanced fighter jets, something they don't extend to many so-called developed nations, proves how crucial India has become on the world stage. It reflects the success of India's diplomatic strategy, where it has maintained strong relations with both superpowers while securing its own national interests. Rather than being stuck in between, India is in a position of strength, carefully weighing its options to make a decision that aligns with its long-term defense and strategic goals. This is not just about buying a fighter jet. It is about shaping the future of India's military power, technological growth, and global standing. At the same time, India's choice will impact alliances, military strategy, and defense industry growth for years to come. I hope you found this video informative. I'll see you in the next one.